Module 2.4, Vision and Visualization, Honing in on Your North Star. In this workbook, you are going to be reflecting on everything that you've explored and discovered so far in this program and begin designing a vision of your ideal life based on your desires. Defining what you do want is one of the most important things you can do at any stage of your life. When you develop a clear picture or even a sense of the life that you want to be living, you then know which direction to head in, and you can actually start manifesting opportunities and taking action toward creating whatever it is that you desire. But without a vision, without having some degree of clarity around what it is that you want, the odds are that you may wander aimlessly or keep doing the same old, living the same day in and out without moving closer to those juicy dreams of yours. Just like making a meal, going on a trip, building a house, or anything else that requires time and energy, it is very useful to begin with the end in mind. That is, have a specific picture of what you want in the first place so that you can create the blueprints, gather ingredients, and book the reservations for your hell yes vision. So in this workbook, that is exactly what you are going to begin doing, designing the vision and visions of your ideal life. Note: I realize that you may not know a lot of the details of your future life vision, and that's totally okay. That's why you're here. And that's why I've designed this module in this program, to help you begin exploring and defining the details. For now, go ahead and refer to the workbooks and journaling that you've done so far in the program, and begin sketching your visions as they appear to you now. It's okay if they are vague or only partially clear. It's absolutely fine if you simply start out with the vision, visualization, affirmation of, I am discovering my life's vision by being in the Life Fun Purpose Program. Or, I have just completed the Life Fun Purpose Program and now I am clear and confident about what my passion, purpose, and visions are, and I am creating my hell yes life. In fact, a helpful mantra / visualization / affirmation to rehearse daily, especially in the morning and before you fall asleep, is my subconscious mind knows the details and visions of my hell yes life and communicates them to me naturally and spontaneously. As we'll be discussing a bit more in this workbook and much more in depth in Module 7, the subconscious mind is the actual creative composer of our reality. And this affirmation strengthens our relationship with that part of us that is our manifestation station. Time to start designing. How to design a do-want / longings-based vision. Instructions. Read through these carefully and implement each step. Number one, find a quiet place where you can relax and tune into yourself for 15 to 30 minutes. Take a few deep breaths and settle into a state of relaxation. You may want or need to do this for several days in order to create the space for ideas and thoughts to begin flowing. Number two, now begin to tune into your longings, do wants, and hell yes life. Viscerally imagine yourself being in the present moment of your perfect day, a moment when you are so happy, excited, fulfilled, delighted, and living the dream. Consider the following in detail. Where are you? What are you wearing? What are the sounds around you? How are you feeling about yourself, your life? How are you feeling physically? What kinds of thoughts are you having? What kinds of friends do you have? What kind of purpose-filled work are you doing? Or what does it feel like to love your vocation? What is your abundant financial flow like? Some other things to consider and be mindful of in step number two. A. Suspend your disbelief. The subconscious mind is taking care of the how. Remember, your subconscious is literally 94% of your mental activity. We'll be talking more about this in Module 7. B, be sure to experience this in the present active tense. Quote unquote, I am. C, write this perfect day experience as you visualize if that's helpful. Okay, number three, hold this vision. Be in the moment. Memorize the experience of it for 10 to 30 minutes if possible. Four, while you are in your vision, feel into it. This is very important. What feelings are you having in this moment, this hell yes snapshot? Five, when you feel ready, begin to come back to the now, holding your vision in your consciousness like a place that you visit frequently. 6. Write out your visualization in detail. Make it fun and juicy and exciting, including all of the aspects from above and more, and continue to develop it. This step is very, very important. 7, add to the end of your visualization, this or something better now manifests for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. 8, rehearse your visualization as often as possible throughout the day, especially first thing in the morning and before you go to bed at night, for several weeks. 9, believe and expect that your visualization will become a reality. This stuff works. 10, take inspired, not forced, inspired action. Pay attention to signs, opportunities, coincidences, and ideas. Say yes to anything that is aligned with your vision. Be proactive and make sure that the action that you take comes from a place of desire, not obligation. Here's an example. It is January 10th, 2019, and I am feeling so euphoric, grateful, purposeful, and excited. I'm sitting on the shore of Lake Atitlan in Guatemala. It's a perfectly warm and breezy day, and I'm about to jump into the water for the third time this afternoon. I'm buzzing from the inside out because I just got off the phone with the owner of a retreat center in the area who would like me to co-facilitate 2 upcoming workshops. We worked out the details, and I'll be doing 2 3-hour deep dives with a group of 12 women facilitating and teaching about values-based living and overcoming limiting beliefs. I am so pumped. I'll have my own lakeside suite, all-inclusive organic meals, and they are paying me $X thousand for my valuable time and expertise. I'm absolutely thrilled about this opportunity. I am so grateful. I love my life so much, and I feel so aligned with my purpose. This or something better now manifests for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. All right, now it's time for you to design your visions. Write out 2 to 5 visions in a journal or in the workbook below based on the contemplation exercises and aspects in different moments in your Hell Yes Life snapshot visualization from above. Please pause the audio here to write down your visions and visualizations. All right, you are almost done with this workbook. Here are some things to remember. Rehearse your visualization as often as possible throughout the day, especially first thing in the morning and before you go to bed at night, for several weeks. Believe and expect that your visualization will become a reality. This stuff works. Take inspired, not forced, action. Remember to pay attention to signs, opportunities, coincidences, and ideas. Say yes to anything that's aligned with your vision. Be proactive. And make sure that the action that you take comes from a place of desire, not obligation. Now, let's move on to Module 2.5, where you will begin creating specific, actionable, near-future steps toward your beautiful, empowered dreams. See you there.